Hello?
Hello, is Anna Hurst there?
Yes, it's Anna.
Good evening, my name is Chris and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name is chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible. We really appreciate your time. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian?
I'm black.
Thank you. We know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or will you probably not vote?
Yeah, probably vote.
Thank you. What is your age?
I'm 82.
Thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. Now, some people care a lot about politics, while politics is less important to other people. How important would you say politics is to your personal identity? Would you say it's very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all?
For my identity, it don't matter which one.
How important would you say politics is to your personal identity? Would you say it's very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all?
Yes, very important.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Yeah, I'm Republican.
Thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not strong Republican?
Oh, I'm Democrat. I'm sorry. I said I'm wrong. I'm Democrat.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Don't worry. Would you call yourself then a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Yes, yeah, strong. Yeah.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Well, I'm sort of satisfied with where the country is headed.
Mm-hmm. Would that be just satisfied or very satisfied?
Very satisfied.
Thank you. When you hear about inflation and the rising costs, who or what do you blame the most? Is it the COVID pandemic, Republicans in Congress, the Federal Reserve raising interest rates, big businesses and corporate price gouging and greed, or the Biden administration and their policies?
I always blame the Republicans.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 about how important of an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one...
It's 5.
Thank you. And then the first one is reforming the criminal justice system to hold police more accountable by providing oversight from the Department of Justice.
Holding the police? No, I don't want to hold the police of justice because the people making the problem, doing the problem.
So in a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that it is not important at all, 5 means it is somewhat important, And 10 means it is extremely important for your a member of Congress to focus on. How would you rate it?
Yeah, I would rate it at 10.
Thank you. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
With abortion, I don't believe in abortion.
So in a scale from 0 to 10?
I would put 0 because I don't believe in abortion.
And the next one is fighting back against the rise of white nationalism.
Fighting against white what?
White nationalism.
I don't know what to say about that one.
You can rate it between any number from 0 to 10 about how important it is for you, for your member of Congress to focus on.
Uh-huh. I can put it on any number.
Any number from 0 to 10, yes.
I say 10.
Thank you. The next one is reducing gun violence.
Ten.
Creating a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants.
Immigrants. Eight.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
Ten.
Thank you. Now we're going to switch gears a bit. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve of how he's handling it. He seemed to be good.
And is that a strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to for you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one is Black Lives Matter. The U.S. Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm. 0.
Kamala Harris.
100.
The Democratic Party.
100.
Cornel West.
I don't know that one.
Okay. Do you have no opinion or have you never heard of them?
I have no opinion.
Okay. Thank you. The next one is Mitch McConnell.
0.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
0.
Joe Biden.
100.
Thank you very much. Now, we know it's a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Cornel West, Joe Biden, or Donald Trump? If undecided, please just let me know.
I would vote for Joe Biden.
Thank you. And once again, if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
I vote for Joe Biden.
Thank you. Now, let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in the 2020 presidential elections? Did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
I vote for Joe Biden.
Thank you. Now, how worried are you about the threat of white supremacy and hate crimes to black people in America today? Are you very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Very worried.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, stagnant wages and rising costs, book bans that threat to erase our history, Donald Trump getting elected president again, a lack of greater economic opportunities and jobs in your community, rising crime and violence, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, or the lack of quality education opportunities. You can choose up to two.
And two, the Donald Trump not getting voted again.
Mm-hmm. And the other one that you believe to be the biggest threats to the African American community right now?
Is that hate school?
Oh, what was that? I'm sorry. Do you need the other options?
Events in our history. All right.
Oh, was it the rise of white supremacy and nationalism?
Erasing our history.
Oh, erasing our history. I'm so sorry about that. So it's book bans that threaten to erase our history and Donald Trump getting elected president again. Was that right?
100.
Thank you. Now, have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
No, I haven't heard what they're doing.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Now, before we continue, I just want to take a few seconds to thank you for your patience, but we still have a few more questions to go, so please bear with me. Now, I want to read for you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each one, please tell me how important that is to you. The first one is, expanded background checks for gun purchases and improved laws to keep guns out of the hands of people convicted of domestic abuse. How important of an accomplishment is that to you? Is it very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Thank you. The next one is cut inflation by nearly 60%, the lowest in the last 18 months.
One. Very important.
Made unemployment benefits tax-free during COVID.
It's very important because a lot of people need their income tax.
And the last for this section is created the most diverse government in our history. Over half of 1,500 presidential appointments are non-white and nearly 60% are women, the most ever.
Very important.
Thank you. Now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments in the last 2 years, I'd like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Well, I like the way he handled it. He seemed to be doing what's fair.
So would that be a strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. And we're around the corner of finishing this survey. So, but first, I'm going to read you some of the reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it is a very convincing reason to vote, a 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason to vote, and 0 means that it is not at all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential elections. You can use any number once again between 0 and 10. The first one is, you might not know this, but Congressman Hakeem Jeffries was elected as Democratic leader by his peers. I'm sorry, let me restart. You might not know this, but Congressman Hakeem Jeffries was elected as Democratic leader by his peers in the United States Congress earlier this year, the first ever African-American leader for either party in Congress. If Democrats win in 2024, he will become Speaker of the House, making history and become the second most powerful person in our government. He would not only be able to move an agenda focused on growing economic opportunity for everyone, but he'd be our check on MAGA Republicans and the radical agenda to roll back our freedoms and rights. Do you find that not at all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing in a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. And the next one is, Democrats in the Senate are focused on bringing down costs and making life more affordable for working families and seniors by lowering the cost of prescription drugs, stopping surprise medical billing, bringing manufacturing supply chains back to America from overseas, and cracking down on price gouging by big corporations. More jobs and lower costs mean voting for Democrats focused on fighting inflation so working people can get ahead.
Very important. 10.
Thank you. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you once again to please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
I'm planning on voting 10.
Thank you. And what stood out to you the most from the arguments you just heard?
From me?
What stood out to you the most from the arguments you just heard? Excuse me.
Equally.
Equally.
Quality. Yeah, quality.
Oh, quality.
Mm-hmm.
Is that all?
Mommy?
Is that all?
Yeah, that's all. Quality. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of ways that some people were contacted during the 2022 midterm campaign season. For each, please tell me if you recall any campaigns contacting you that way. The first one is door knocks.
Knocking on the door.
Mm-hmm. Yes or no?
Yes.
Radio ads.
I don't know about that one.
Okay. The next one is mailers.
Yes.
Phone calls.
Yes.
TV ads.
Yes.
Someone canvassing the neighborhood.
No.
Text messages.
Yes.
Social media or internet ads.
No.
Okay, thank you. Now we're going to switch gears for the last time. These last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12th grade.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I'm a widow.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Sorry for your loss. Now, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
My neighbor is, I have white neighbors in my, I have white and black neighbors in my neighborhood.
So would you say they are about half, less than half, or hardly any, or?
We have half white.
About half?
Yeah, or about half.
Okay, thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No, all my grandparents born in the United States.
Okay. Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No, all of them is born in the United States.
And finally, were you born outside of the United States?
No, I was born in the United States.
Okay. And thank you very much for that. And with this, our survey concludes. So thank you very much for your patience, ma'am. You're free.
Okay. Okay.
Bye-bye. Have a wonderful day. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.